Hey guys, Austin and Monica popping in here real quick before this episode gets going because we want to talk to you about something that we are going to be running throughout the month of May.
We have literally talked to hundreds of people and asked them what the number one thing is holding them back from becoming a digital nomad, and they have all answered with questions like this. How can I turn a new skill into a job that supports my travels? Or what do digital nomads even do for work? Where do I even begin? Or how can I actually make money online?
So many people are lacking direction and clarity in getting started to work online, and this is going to lead to missed opportunities and what's known as analysis paralysis, which basically just means you're getting stuck researching and planning instead of actually taking action.
The worst part of all this is that it's stealing away your precious time, time that you could actually be living your dream digital nomad life.
Now, we get it. Monica and I have been there before, and that's exactly why we created the Digital Nomad Kickstarter, which is this event we're putting on throughout the whole month of May, and it's designed to help any aspiring digital nomad just like you cut through the noise and find that clarity you need.
For a month, we're going to be getting together. We're going to be doing trainings to help you evaluate where you're at, put together a roadmap so that you know what kind of work you can be doing online to kickstart your digital nomad dreams.
And you know why we're doing this? It's because you deserve to not feel lost anymore. You deserve to get that freedom to go live adventurously and to have a life that's designed on your own terms.
So for more details, go to austinandmonica.com/digitalnomadkickstarter or click the link below in the show notes.
Welcome to the Profitable Nomad Couple Podcast. We're a show about growing your online business and enjoying a location-independent lifestyle, all while strengthening your relationship with your partner.
We are Austin and Monica, a husband and wife duo who run our business remotely so that we can travel the world in constant search for adventure, good food, and new friends.
We are here to share practical tips and tricks to help and encourage you wherever you may be on your digital nomad journey.
All right, let's dive in.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for coming back to another episode of the Profitable Nomad Couple Podcast. Today, Monica and I are talking about making travel a priority. There's a lot of people who ask us about how we're able to travel so much, because we travel a lot compared to the average person, and people want to know how we make it work. And so we wanted to share some points about how to make it possible and how to overcome hurdles that might come your way.
Yeah, I think as a society, travel is typically associated with a vacation, and a vacation is associated with spending a lot of money and a lot of time and having it be this big, extravagant thing. And so it's no wonder that a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, like I can't afford to travel. I can't afford to drop 10 grand for 1 week and do that all year long. And to be fair, we couldn't either.
Yeah. Yeah, people see it as a, like they say, they have a lack of resources, or I don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or my life circumstances don't allow that. But mine and Monica's life experience says otherwise. Like, our experience is that you don't need a lot to travel. Travel doesn't have to be expensive. Travel is a choice that you make. And I mean, in our experience, we were living as college students. We're in Idaho. We got to travel a whole lot while we were in college. And college is like the epitome of your poorest years, you know, all the jokes about living off of top ramen and easy cheese and stuff.
Yeah, that's not necessarily what we ate. Though.
Yeah, so I'm bringing this up to point out that even in those years, Monica and I were able to travel a lot. We went to the Tetons. We've gone to a bunch of national parks in Utah. We've gone to the Ho Rainforest in Washington and all these different places, even when you might look at our life circumstance and say, oh, they're not going to be able to travel a lot, but we made it happen.
One of the saddest things to me is when people come up to me and they're like, wow, so cool that you travel. I also want to travel someday. And that's so sad to me, because why wait for that day to come? That day is never going to come to you. You have to decide to make that day come. You have to decide to travel. It is a conscious decision that you're making to start exploring more.
Yeah. I mean, it's not always going to be convenient to travel. And I think people wait for the convenience, or they wait for the perfect trip. They wait for the perfect time and for all the stars to align and for everything to work out great. But if you do that, you're going to be waiting forever. That time's never going to come. there's always going to be something that comes up. There's always going to be some excuse not to go on this trip. There's my mom told me something years ago, and I've loved this.
This is when Austin was trying to kiss his first girlfriend.
Yeah, the circumstances were a little different, but I think the life lesson is just as important. My mom told me, you don't have to wait for the right opportunity. She said, create it. Create the right opportunity. So that's our message to you right now is, don't wait for the opportunity. Make it happen. Make things line up so that you can go on that trip you've always wanted to go on. Make things line up so you can take a road trip to this national park. If you keep waiting for it to happen to you, it won't happen to you.
One of the most common excuses that we give ourselves is that we're waiting for our life to slow down. And I'm going to tell you right now, your life is never going to slow down. That is a procrastination technique that you are telling yourself to avoid going out of the way to make travel happen. Our brain gives us these excuses because travel can sometimes seem like it's out of your comfort zone. It's not something that you've done very much before. And so our brains kind of freak out. And so they're like, well, here's all these reasons why you can't go. But those are simply not true. So oftentimes our brains kind of give us these moving goals like, okay, I will travel when blank. I'll travel when my kids are in school. I'll travel when I've gotten my next promotion, when I've gotten the next raise, blah, blah, blah. But the problem with those kind of goals is when you get there, you're going to put a goal farther away and you're never actually going to take the leap and start traveling. So why not start traveling now?
Great advice. I think waiting for life to slow down is not only a procrastination technique, it's a lie. Life is always going to be busy, you guys. There's this old Chinese proverb that I love. There's a good chance you've heard it before. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but the second best time is now. So maybe the best time to take the trip of your dreams, like maybe there was a great opportunity 5 years ago when you were working a different job or when you didn't have three kids. Maybe the best time has passed, but the next best time is now, so make it happen.
All right, so how do you actually make time for travel? And I think the first thing that you need to realize is that everyone is given the same amount of time. The difference is how you use it. So a good way to start is by just starting small. Use the weekends. You have 2 days every week where you have no obligations to work. I mean, sometimes you do for, like, social obligations, but you can work around that.
Yeah. You already have opportunities now to utilize to travel, but it's a matter of sacrifice. Traveling does require sacrifice because if you take a weekend trip to go hike a mountain or if you take a weekend trip to go visit the beach or somewhere that you really want to go, by default, that means you are not taking that weekend to go watch a soccer game or to go paint the side of your house or whatever else it is you want to do. You are choosing one thing over another. But that's life, you know? Life is about making choices. And so utilize the time you have, like weekends or time off from work, to go on small trips if that's all you have. You can go on road trips. Like I mentioned before, Monica and I drive everywhere. Like we've put so many miles on our car. And we've driven almost literally all over the West Coast of the United States. But we've been able to see so many things that we never would have seen otherwise. We've taken detours that have been some of the coolest places we've ever been to. If you're already traveling from one place to another, add an extra hour or two to make a stop at some cool historic place that you want to check out. Or maybe add a full day and visit the new town you've never been to. Maybe just take a day trip on a Saturday or a day trip on a Sunday somewhere. There's so many different ways you can squeeze in travel if it's something you want to do.
All right. A good example of this is it's been on Austin's bucket list to hike Mount Timpanogos here in Utah, which is one of the highest. In fact, I think it's the second highest peak in the Wasatch Mountain Range. And so we spent a lot of time training for this. We gave up a lot of weekends to go hiking and to get our bodies accustomed to that much physical exertion. And then when we got here to Utah, a lot of people were excited to see us. We had lots of plans, all of our weekends booked up really, really fast, except for this one weekend that we carved out to hike this mountain. And as it was coming up, people always kept inviting us, will you come do this with us this weekend? Will you go do this? Will you do this? But we had decided that we were going to hike this mountain that weekend. And we took the time. I mean, we gave up a lot of things to go hike this mountain, but I would say it was a really transformational experience for both of us. We learned to rely on each other. We learned to push our physical limits. We saw the most amazing sunrise I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, so beautiful. It was so cool.
It was really fun. So there's always some give and take in life. You always have to be choosing between two options. And even if you think you're not choosing, you are, because there are always opportunity costs to every decision you make or don't make.
Yeah. In fact, if I remember right, we ended up hiking Mount Timpanogos probably 3 weeks after we originally planned on it, because it kept getting pushed back by different events that we were invited to and things going on. And finally we said, you know what, if we're going to hike this, we have to do it this weekend. This is the last possible weekend we can do it. We can't let anything push it back anymore. So we did experience it getting jaded a little bit, but we got to a point where we said, if we want to make this trip happen, we're going to have to prioritize it over other things.
Yeah. And I think it's important to, number one, consciously make that decision of what you're going to do with your time. And then don't let anything deter you. And I mean, of course, there are always circumstances like a worldwide pandemic, for example.
No, that'll never happen.
That can come up, but be flexible and be willing to adapt your goal to make it happen. And don't let yourself back out. And some really easy ways to do that is to tell somebody about your goal. Tell friends or family, coworkers, anybody that you have this goal so that they can hold you accountable to it. Or book the flight, or plan the weekend, or whatever it is you need to do to not let yourself back out.
Yeah, make it hard for you to cancel that plan. Like if you tell all these people you're going on this trip and then you back out of it, that could be a little bit embarrassing. So it just safeguards you from letting fear take over. And it safeguards you from letting self-doubt take this opportunity from you. Because if you put those things in place, you've already bought the plane ticket and you've already told your whole family that you're going, you're much more likely to make it happen. And by the way, you guys, trips don't have to be crazy expensive. There's a lot of ways to travel really cheap. And like we were saying at the beginning, there's this stigma that traveling equals vacation, which equals lots of time and money, but that's not the case. And we're going to do a full episode on this later down the road. So make sure you stay tuned for that, because there's a lot of ways to travel cheap. And we're not going to...
so many good ways to help you travel cheaply.
That's okay. Yeah, we're not going to go into all of them right now, but we just want to touch on a couple big ones. One thing is to drive everywhere. I've already mentioned this twice, but if you drive everywhere, one, you get to see a lot more places because you're at ground level and it takes longer to get places so you can see more things, but also you save a lot of money on plane tickets. If you are going to fly somewhere, you can look up flights on places like Kayak, Pomelo, Travel. There's lots of different offerings that get you really cheap tickets, Google Flights. Another typically expensive item is food. So plan your meals ahead of time. Don't just eat spur of the moment at every fast food place or restaurant you find, but plan out your meals ahead of time. If you do go out to eat, share meals between you and your partner, you and whoever you're traveling with. You can take advantage of credit cards and flight miles. There's a lot of really good travel cards that we'll talk about in the traveling cheap episode. You can book Airbnbs, which are typically cheaper than hotels. Our preferred money tip is to spend money on experiences and not so much on things. For us, it's a lot more important to buy a national park pass for the year that gets you into all these places to go hiking and camping rather than buying a whole bunch of t-shirts or a whole bunch of little keychains that we're never going to see again. So spend money on experiences because those are going to be a lot more impactful and special, and those memories are going to last a lot longer.
I would say one of the biggest deterrents to travel is the career that you choose. So if travel is important to you, make sure that you're choosing a career, an occupation that allows you that freedom to travel. Austin and I are really big advocates of starting your own business and being your own boss, which gives you the freedom to choose to travel. And, you know, that was a major player into why Austin and I decided to start our own business. That being said, not every career provides travel opportunities. And sometimes you have found something that you really love and are really passionate about, and you're not ready to give up your career in search of travel. And that's 100% okay. But you still have no excuse. You still need to be able to capitalize on the time you have off on the weekends to go start traveling and exploring the world around you.
Yeah, really, guys. You can get so creative with this too. Again, we are huge advocates of starting your own business. And there's so many things you can do with the skills you have and the experience you already have. Like, there's so many ways to make money and start your own business that way. But there's also other ways to do it. Like, you can go talk to your boss at your current job and talk to him or her about working remotely and maybe do like a little trial period or something. But really, there's so many ways to do it. And technology and social media has made it so much easier than ever before to work from a distance and to make money online. So really take advantage and capitalize on this era and this time we live in that's so unique that will allow you to visit so many different places in the world and work online.
Yeah, and to get your brain going a little bit to understand the infinite amount of possibilities, Austin and I have put together a list of 63 business ideas that you can start while traveling. And so we'll put a link to that down below in the show notes. But make sure you grab that to just really let that soak in all of the amazing possibilities that are available to you.
Yeah, you don't have to let work be a deterrent. Really, you don't have to let anything be a deterrent. You have kids, you have work, you have pets, you have social responsibilities. All of these things, you can find a workaround or a solution to. And I don't want to sound insensitive because I know in many cases there are some serious concerns that can keep you from traveling for a period of time. So I don't want to sound rude or insensitive if you're in that situation in life right now. But there will always be a time that you can take advantage of. And no matter what's keeping you from going on, you know, your dream trip, you can find a way to jump that hurdle.
Yeah, I think this is something that we could do a full episode on, probably several episodes, to talk about creative ways around these obstacles that are preventing you from traveling.
Yeah, you're not going to want to miss out on that, you guys. So to wrap up, I'll say it again. Don't wait for the right opportunity. Create the right opportunity. If traveling more is something that you want to do, there's always ways to make it happen. And a lot of it has to do with a mindset shift. You have to recognize that you're going to make some sacrifices in life. I promise you guys, the experience that you're going to get while on this trip of your dreams is going to be 120% worth the effort to get there.
And actually, Austin and I are working on creating a course for those of you who are wanting to start a business that allows you to travel. In our course, we'll be talking about how to start, how to market your business, how to grow it, how to take it on the road, how to travel with your business, how to travel with your partner, and how to overcome any of these hurdles that may be preventing you from travel so that you can become the author of your life and you can live this dream that you have to go out and explore the world and experience different cultures, and that you can live that dream now. You can find that link down below for that course. For more information, head down to the show notes and we'll make sure we link that up for you.
So here's to traveling more, you guys. And if you have any questions or concerns or want to talk about how to overcome a specific hurdle, or you want to share about a favorite trip you've been on or want to go on, please send us a message on Instagram. We always love hearing from you guys and we want to talk about your trips. Thanks for listening and sticking around to the end of this episode. We really appreciate you being here.
If you're interested in starting and growing your online business so that you can live as a digital nomad, then grab our free list of online business ideas to help you get started. You'll find it in the link below.
See you next time.